pizza right now by calling 534-VITO.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Shop Jared the Galleria of Jewelry with five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores. Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
In a world of mundane talk radio, where they speak of nothing but politics and health tips. Thank goodness for the large morning show in the afternoon.
Good afternoon, and welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show on in the afternoon on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter?
It's a big day today.
And that happy tune is your
step. We get to make somebody nervous. I love that.
Right. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street.
I'm going to address Peggy, and you don't know who Peggy is, but I'm going to address Peggy. Peggy,
I'll tell you in a minute, Lauren.
Do you know the song?
Yes, I do.
Can you sing along with it? You got to get real close to this song.
Not afraid.
Yeah, keep it there. You go. Keep it going.
This rover.
She does.
Like the doctor said, the day you were born, it's going to get ugly.
Oh, I don't think that's very funny. Go ahead, Peggy. She does know it.
A little closer.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Wow.
Gold dust at my feet.
Not bad.
On the sunny side of the street.
How about it for Peggy, everybody?
Yeah. Thank you.
First talent.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's the 9th of October. And I want to start right off by saying that I really think I made a big mistake yesterday when I said, ladies, email me if you... You know, if you want to think you want to be on the show, that is not the way to go about it. And I know that now for a couple of reasons. I got immediately more responses than I thought I would get. And then I got responses that put me in an awkward position because the truth is, if we put another woman on this show, that means every single other woman who wanted on here except the one is going to have to be told no. And that's almost as bad as having to fire somebody, is to tell somebody sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's awkward. And it doesn't mean that we made the right decision, because you don't know if you made the right decision until 6 months to a year goes by. You know, sometimes right out of the chute, it seems like, hey, perfect fit. And then wah, wah, it's not. And somebody else might be a slow starter. And you kind of disregarded them when, in fact, they would have been perfect. So it's not a perfect science, and it's tough to do, but we do have our very first respondent to the All Points Bulletin that I put out yesterday, saying, if you think you'd like to be a chick on this show, email us. And I got a really nice email, and I'll read it to you, but first let me introduce... Hey. We don't interrupt each other.
Wow,
here.
She's getting really comfortable already.
Yeah, let's go back to the nervous thing.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, please make welcome. She may not cut it. She might. We don't know. Peggy Woodward, everybody. Yeah.
Thank you.
I love you. I love you. Now,
did you cut the cheese?
What?
Huh? You said cut it. Oh, no. not cut.
All right, let's start here. And I need Bruce. Give me just any kind of like piano letter reading music, and then we'll get to the getting to know Peggy part, and we'll see if how much she actually knows about us and this show. This is the email that I got Monday, October 8th, which, of course, was yesterday, from Peggy Woodward.
Ooh, nice music. Thank you.
You're welcome. Frank, well, since I apparently sent you a blank message, I apologize. That is annoying. If you discount me for that, I will completely understand. Now, I don't know what you meant by that, because I didn't get a blank message.
I push send by accident on the first one, and it was completely blank. I hadn't used that forum before on my Gmail, and so I was like, uh-oh.
Well, it didn't go through, so
good.
No problem. No.
Okay, then discount that whole first paragraph.
All right. It says, so you are looking for a person to take Tina's spot. I'd like to give it a shot. I have a lot of useless knowledge in my head. I love keeping up to date on what's going on in the world. I am a PTO president.
Whoa.
Yes.
What is PTO?
Parent Teacher Organization. Hi to everybody out at Progress South Elementary.
Padding your part. I'm a PTO president, cub and Boy Scout mom, longtime wife, and one heck of a good time to be around.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty good. I'm hosting my neighborhood book club on Wednesday night at my house if you want to stop by. Let me just stop right here and tell you, no, I'm not. I listen to your show when I can. I think I would fit in with your gang rather well. I'm always asking questions and getting to know people. My kids aren't fond of me talking to strangers, but they'll get over it. I moved around the Midwest. But see, you don't have to be very good to be on this show. I'm proving that. I've moved around the Midwest quite a bit when I was a kid, so I'm comfortable in most surroundings and ask questions if I'm not sure of something. What did I do this weekend? I dropped off the 13-year-old to go hiking with his scout troop. Then I camped with my 7-year-old and his Cub Scout pack. Yes, it was cold. Had a great time hiking with the kids and talking 80s movies with the dads.
Mm-hmm.
Stop the music. You lit up when I got to the part about you hanging out with these guys' dads.
We had a great time on the hike. Mm-hmm. We talked about some 80s movies and mm-hmm. some 80s yeah. video games mm-hmm. and reminisced a little bit. So
yeah, sure you did.
Kind of different.
Start the music again.
Okay.
What am I doing next weekend? I'm walking with my 13-year-old in the American Diabetes Association walk at Creve Coeur Lake. I'm also helping my husband recover from foot surgery. It's never dull in our group of three guys and this gal. Do I take on too much sometimes? Sure, but we all do. And if I wasn't busy, I'd be bored. So if you'd like to talk with me, please call me at, and I'm not going to give out your home phone number.
Oh, thank you.
Or send me an email. Thanks for your time. Good luck in your search. Peggy Woodward.
Wow.
Nice letter. Nice
thank
email.
You.
Nice
email.
What? How long have you listened to it? Thank you, Bruce. That's enough. How long have you listened to the show?
Regularly, about 2.5-3 years.
So you mean there was a time you listened when you were constipated?
Well,
you weren't
probably.
Regular?
Oh.
but regularly, you listen 2.5-3 years.
A lot of times, if I'm on my way home from work or porting the kids around, I listen as long as.
Now, there's a little something in your voice. Porting the kids around. What is that I hear? That little accent. Are you from here your whole life?
I'm originally from here, but I grew up in Texas, so
no, that's
not you'll get a little twang every now
that's
and then.
That's not Texas. That's something
no?
else. There's a little kind of a Sarah Palin thing going
ooh.
There. Now, when you walked in here, you've never been here. I've never met you.
And no.
When you walked in, and I want...
Did she bring food and gifts?
No, she didn't. And she'll. And that is a black mark. That is a black mark against her. Tell me, when you walked in this room, what's the one thing that kind of surprised you the most? It could be about us. We don't look like you thought we'd look. The room is bigger. The room is smaller. Just first impressions.
The room is a little smaller than I thought. I thought you'd have like 40 people in here.
See, that's what most people think. When they hear the show, they think, wow, this show has to have a staff of writers.
Oh, right.
It's
yeah.
so well done.
Absolutely.
No.
It's
just, no.
I am amazed.
Just that,
three of us, yeah.
And,
that's a good
and
answer.
There's lots of blinking lights and buttons and
yeah.
all that fun stuff.
Those are all malfunction buttons. Every light blinking means this equipment is broken. It's like in an airplane when there's a light flashing in the cockpit, they have to go back.
Replace me.
Oh, yeah.
Lights.
All our stuff is broken.
Oh,
so these are all blinking saying, hey, like service me now.
They've been blinking like that for like 10 years.
And as studios go, this is bigger than most radio studios. Most of them are even smaller than this. Now, about us, let's start with Peon. He's the first person other than, well, you met me and I introduced you to Peon.
Mm-hmm.
Your first impression of Peon. Taller than you thought, shorter than you thought, uglier than you thought. Be honest.
You know, I didn't think he'd have a beard.
Okay, that's...
I am very surprised by the beard.
He doesn't have a facial hair sound
no,
in his voice.
No, very clean cut. Kind of surprising.
Very attractive.
So you're well, saying sure. it's surprising to find that he's not clean cut. That's
yes.
what you just said.
Okay. Wow.
Turn around and take a look at Dan back there. Just quickly, take a look. What do you think?
Hi, Peggy.
Hi, Dan.
First impression?
You know, you're a little more low-keyed than I thought you'd be.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
I am?
Yeah.
I'm more low-keyed?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
For some reason, I thought you'd be wearing, you know, a little more preppy attire.
Yeah. Well, then we'll skip.
Preppy?
Yeah, right.
I don't want to hear what you're saying.
I see preppy on here.
I know. Listen, wow. you told me that you are a, you're a proofreader.
Yeah.
What do you proofread?
I work for a company that does mass mailings, and I proofread their letters.
They mail things to the Catholic Church service?
No.
No.
I'm sorry. Well.
See what I did there?
Yeah, you kind of threw me off there for a minute.
Mass mailing.
But so that's nice. You get to work from home then?
No, I don't. Oh, no? I have to go in the office. Sometimes I work from home. I work for a company in Earth City that does direct mail and fulfillment.
You know what? I can already tell. You actually, either in real life, you talk perfectly, and you have perfect diction and enunciation. We have to get rid of that.
Yeah. Okay.
Because we don't operate.
Roughing the edges
a
little bit.
You're a little bit too, how should I put it?
Am I being too formal for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
We're not that professional here.
Relax.
I might need a
so
drink.
You proof. I was, see, and the one bond we have is I was a proofreader. I was a proofreader, I'm proud to say, for the Waterloo
really?
Republican. Yes, the Waterloo Republican newspaper, when it was called that, in Waterloo, Illinois. And they actually trusted me to look over articles and columns and find the spelling mistakes, because there was no spell check then. So I have done some proofreading.
I'm proud of you.
Now.
It's wonderful.
Oh, you know what? We didn't play our, we have a special music, Getting to Know You music for Peggy.
Getting to know you.
That's right.
Getting to know all
Getting to know
about
Peggy
you.
Woodward.
Oh, that's scary in some
getting
sort of
to
way.
Like you.
Your husband, you getting said his foot is healed. What happened to his foot? He had surgery. What happened? What kind of surgery?
He got an infection in his foot and got pretty serious there for a while. He lost part of his right foot a couple years ago.
And how much of his foot did he lose?
Almost half.
Wow. What half? Like the toes?
The front half.
That's serious.
Yes. And
I guess you couldn't lose the back half and still have the front half.
Well,
that wouldn't work.
Well, if you lose the back half, the front half has nothing to be connected to.
Yeah.
So if you lost the back half of your foot, the front half would fall off. You have no foot.
Yeah.
We're not making light of your husband's foot.
No,
well, yeah,
okay.
We are, actually.
I've learned to laugh at it because it got so serious.
I bet he loves that when you laugh at his foot.
Absolutely.
So what actually happened to his foot? Is it one of these flesh-eating things?
No, it was an infection that came in through a callus and got really nasty with bacteria, and it just got bad, and we almost had a repeat performance a couple weeks ago. Got to the doctors in time. Thank you to everybody at Mercy who helped us out.
What's the worst thing you've ever been through in your whole life?
Oh, when 2 years ago when the doctor called and said, this is serious. We do not know if he's going to make it through this emergency surgery. Please make sure the boys are okay and have all your paperwork with you.
Oh.
So really, they thought he might die.
Yes.
So that's the worst thing you've ever been
through.
That
is the worst thing.
Well, you've skated along pretty well up until fairly
recently.
That's
pretty bad.
That's pretty bad, but if you made it that long without anything horrible happening. Give me, what else did you do before you were a proofreader? Do you have another job?
Yes. For, let's see, 4 years, I was a project manager for a independent marine surveying company, which means we investigated barge accidents when they hit bridges.
That sounds boring.
Well, unless you're the towboat captain of the week who hit the bridge four times. No. It can
now,
be a little more interesting.
Let me tell you what you did right in your letter.
Oh,
in
good.
Your email. You pretty much did everything right. It was very conversational. And the reason I say this is I want to share with the listeners. And by the way, the call for emails is over. I can't stop you because I'm not going to be able to call everybody back or email everybody back. And I realize that now, but I certainly can't stop you if you want to send me an email. But I'm going to share with all of you a couple of things that came my way as an example of what not to do. And I don't want to embarrass anybody, and I'm not going to give the names of the ladies who sent me these things. So if you recognize that this is your email, please, I'm not about to call you out by name, but take this consider it a learning experience and learn from it, because I think I'm right when I say to you, you might not want to do this. I got an email from I'm assuming a young lady because she works at a community college radio station or some campus radio station. And she sent me a resume. Well, first of all,
aren't resumes just kind of, they're pretty much done? I mean, it's kind of an archaic. I guess you have to still do
it. No, they're not.
I mean, a lot of places now have online applications.
Yeah, but for this job, for if it even is a job.
Resume is not necessary.
Yeah, we don't care about a resume. In fact, if you write one, lie. Put a bunch of lies in there. But do it so well that we're impressed with your ability, your BS ability.
Put your magna cum laude.
Yeah, I graduated first in my class from Harvard, you know, that kind of stuff. Now here's this young lady who sends me this very serious resume. And the first thing I noticed was she says that she works at this campus station. And then she speaks in like third person. In other words, as if she's writing about this woman. And she says that this woman has on-air and voice tracking experience, complies with all Federal Communications Commission regulations and standards.
Oh, what?
Well, ma'am, I'm sorry, but that right there cost you the job. Because we don't comply with the Federal Communications Commission's regulations and standards.
You skirt that issue a lot.
Yeah, we do. Thank you. She says she can answer phones.
What?
Who can't? She says that she can sort mail and that she can clean up. And she says that she can use a fax machine.
Whoa.
I know.
Oh. Wait a minute.
Not a lot of people fax anymore.
We have been looking for people to clean up the studio.
Well, now, that's not true. That's not true. But to say on your resume you can use a fax machine, anybody can use
that.
That takes 10 minutes to learn how to do that. So there's an example. Then I had a woman who sent me an email, and she said, Frank, she says, I didn't bring it with me. But essentially what she said was, she said, I don't really care about entertainment or TV or movies or sports. And I'm thinking, you just pretty much eliminated everything people talk about. And then she says, but I'm a psychic. And I think your show could use a good psychic. No. That one got deleted. Then there's a lady who said that she tried to get through and get to me when the job was open for Tina. She couldn't do it, so I called her back. And then I have a letter. I like this. Listen to this one. She says, Dear Mr. Opinion. Well, first of all, it's Mr. Pinion. The O is an initial. She says, I'd like to be your next chick who's AM and the PM. I think I'm tough enough to be on the show. Although I'm not, and Peon, I think this is directed at you, although I'm not well endowed, I do have long legs. And then she says, I'm at least a 7.5, and if I wear the right clothes and makeup, I'm an 8.
Whoa. See, I think that's a misconception people think.
I'd like to address that.
I don't, size is not a huge problem with me in the bosom area. I enjoy all different
I'd like to address that we're not, I know we seem like looks are important, but
no,
they're
yeah.
not. No, they're not. They're,
we need to cover with Peggy, too, or her feelings on sexual harassment in the workplace.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been sexually harassed at work?
Indirectly, yes.
What does that mean, indirectly?
I had a former boss who liked to watch some very interesting things on his computer when I would walk in.
Oh. And did that bother you? Because our sales department watches porn all the day. Well, you laugh, but they do. That's what they do. You go back there right now, I guarantee you.
Mm-hmm.
Porn.
So you're bothered by that?
You're bothered by that. You know what? Seriously, if you were, you have every right to be.
Yeah, if I was coming in to discuss a serious subject that we needed to handle, I'd be bothered by it. If you want to do that on your own time, knock yourself out.
But what about sexual jokes?
Oh,
you know,
gosh, no.
Back and forth.
Do you know any jokes? Can you tell a joke?
Boy, now you're putting me on the spot.
Is there a joke, one joke that you can tell?
I hung around Cub Scouts all weekend. Not probably that's... that you would like.
If you came in here and it was just a regular work day and you walked in here and I had a laptop and I had porn on it and you took a look at it and I was actually in the porn, I was the star in it. Now, why would you laugh? I was the star.
I'd be impressed.
We'd be shocked.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to do a little business and sell something, and we'll take a little break, and then I'm going to give you one last opportunity to ask anything you want to ask, and then we're going to say goodbye, and you'll have had a feel for what it's like in here. We will have gotten to meet you and hear you, and that's that easy.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you drink beer?
Yes. I like tequila a lot better, though.
Whoa.
Okay. Well, I'm not selling tequila.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No. I'm selling American Patriot beer, and I'm going to guess you've not tasted it yet.
I have not.
Okay. When you do drink beer, do you like a heavy beer or a lighter beer? What do you like?
I like a lighter beer.
Okay. I do, too. And I'm not a big beer drinker, but I'm going to tell you, this American Patriot beer, you may want to pick up a six-pack or a couple of these. Your husband drink beer?
Yes.
He's recovering from foot surgery. He should be able to drink all the beer he wants.
Yeah.
Oh, he'd love to.
American Patriot beer is, first of all, when somebody says it's a good beer, a good tasting beer, here's the problem I think everybody has with that. Our tastes are always different. I've tasted wine that people have given me, and they said, oh, this is such good wine, and I taste it, and I don't like it. It's not good at all. And I think sometimes that's true with beer. But when it comes to a light beer, lager beer, which we've established, for those of you who didn't know, and we didn't either, that means it's fermented and in cool conditions. It's a cold-brewed beer. I can't imagine too many beer drinkers not liking a beer like that. There's nothing to not like. Now, unless you insist on something with a bite and something that's kind of bitter, you're not going to like this beer because it's not bitter and there's no aftertaste of this beer. And I know that all beers kind of say the same thing. Clean, refreshing, smooth, goes down easy. They all say that. So here was the test that I put American Patriot to. I took home about 18 bottles of this, some regular and some light. My wife and I had a glass in a cold mug on about three different occasions, because I also think that when you drink a beer has an effect, and you're a bartender, on how good you think it is. If you have just eaten something weird and something different the next time, it's going to taste completely different. Maybe you haven't eaten anything at all. So we put it to the sort of three different nights test, and it passed them all. And the other thing I want you to remember is that in a world of far too many things being made overseas, in a world where it seems like even though you think you're buying something that's American, it's not. And I have no problem with buying things that are made other places. But if you feel good about buying a product that is 100% American, the idea was created here in America by an American. The beer is brewed in America. The packaging, the labeling, everything about it, 100% American. Then you need to pick up and try American Patriot beer. And that's all we're going to ask you to do. And I especially am going to ask those of you who are regular beer drinkers, because I'm going to guess you regularly pick up the exact same beer, just like cigarettes and coffee. Break that habit one time, pick up American Patriot, and then let us know what you think. They do have a website, and it's as easy to remember as the name of the beer. It's AmericanPatriotBeer.com.
All right, our first look at traffic with Tim Weiland. Tim, how's it look?
Well, Dan, it started this morning, and it's going to continue for 2 weeks. And that's the lane being down on eastbound 270 over the Chain of Rocks Bridge. And right now, traffic is jammed back to the Halls Ferries, and it's just crawling up to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Also, southbound 270 now looks like it's a little bit heavy from approaching Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. Looks like eastbound 364 near Mugi Road. And then southbound 170 looks a little bit heavy now from Forest Park Parkway down through Galleria Parkway. And this traffic report brought to you by Subway. Right now, get any two or more regular footlong subs for just $5 each every day after 4 p.m. and all day on Sunday. Subway, eat fresh, limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Additional charge for extras plus tax where applicable. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We know. Yes, we know you've been keeping a space available for that one app you've been waiting for. The one app that other apps have paved the way for. The one app that will make your day. What app is that? The KTRS app, of course. Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. The KTRS phone app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and most Androids. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
Guys, why is it important to increase your testosterone levels? Because testosterone is what makes a man a man. It's no secret as we age, our testosterone levels decline. So if you're a man and are experiencing any of the following symptoms, you qualify for a risk-free trial of Bravado. But first, you have to answer yes to one of the following. Are you concerned about your sex drive? Do you worry about your strength and libido? What about stamina and endurance? Well, if you want to promote your libido, muscle mass, and increase your testosterone levels, we're going to give you a risk-free trial of Bravado. Just call this toll-free number and claim yours. 1-800-500-4151. We guarantee once you try Bravado, you won't believe the difference. That's why we'll let you try it risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of this breakthrough supplement and increase your testosterone levels naturally. Call 1-800-500-4151. That's 1-800-500-4151. 1-800-500-4151.
Why is Instaflex the number one selling joint relief solution at GNC? Because other joint supplements are sadly incomplete. They just don't start relieving joint discomfort fast enough. But Instaflex can start giving you relief in as little as a few days. And now, as part of a nationwide giveaway, you can get a complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex. That's right, GNC's number one seller, our most powerful joint relief solution ever. Missing only one thing, the price. But due to overwhelming demand, complimentary samples are not available in stores. Instead, we've set up a free express phone line to ship your sample straight to your door. You don't even have to leave your house, but call immediately while supplies last. 1-800-700-1440. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid pharmacies, and Vitamin World. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling our free express phone line now. 1-800-700-1440. That's 1-800-700-1440.
What happens when you get a better interest rate?
Get to a better place.
You get to a better place in your life. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Right now, rates and APRs are in the threes. That's right, the threes. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Take advantage of these historically low rates. Getting to a better place financially is just a phone call away. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Don't put it off. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or visit AmericanEquity.com.
American Equity Mortgage, named one of the top 100 mortgage companies in America 2011 by Mortgage Executive Magazine. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings. And it is non-addictive. So therefore, you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug. And people don't know about it. And people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone, 314-645-6840 to find out more, arcamidwest.com. But you've tried the others, now try ARCA, 314-645-6840 or arcamidwest.com.
In my family, I doctor hurt knees, plus nurse every paycheck. I cut out coupons, plus trans fats. Rite Aid understands. My Wellness Plus card gives me everyday savings, plus a point for every dollar I spend, 25 points for every prescription. Once I earn 1,000 points, I get 20% off the whole store for a year. That's like buying four and getting our fifth shampoo free.
Rite Aid's Wellness Plus card. No other pharmacy gives your wellness more plus. Certain limitations apply. See your local Rite Aid store for details.
Hi, John Sinclair for Dave Sinclair Ford. I hope you're shopping for a great price on your next used car. A 12 Mustang with 9,000 miles at $19,988. That's a Best Buy in 150 miles. A 10 Hyundai Santa Fe GLS, four-cylinder automatic air, all-wheel drive, just $15,888. An 11 Chevy Cruze LT, automatic and air, $15,488. An 08 Kia Sportage, just $88,88. Thank you, and here's my address, Lindbergh and Lehme Ferry Road, or DaveSinclairFord.com.
Put on my blue suede shoes and a
boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. W.C. Handy, won't you look down on
me? Peggy Woodward is our guest. She is a wannabe. I don't know what to call the job. I want to be.
I just want to hang out with you guys on a regular basis.
Yeah, that's a good answer right there. Do you have any questions for us before you leave?
Why do you put Dan behind this wall?
Because he's an embarrassment.
Okay.
And see right there. See what he just did?
Excuse me.
I was just curious.
No, because when he answers the phone, that glass partition allows him to answer the phone and talk to people, and we don't hear it on the microphone.
Okay.
Where if he were sitting where you're sitting, we'd hear him as he takes calls.
I just thought he was in trouble or something.
Now,
you've only listened for 2.5 or 3 years, and I mentioned yesterday Stephen B. Stevens died. Are you the one who in your mail mentioned you should... No, listen to KXK. Okay, that was another lady.
No.
And when I used to listen to the radio, I would wonder about what the studio looked like, what do people look like. Anything else while you're here that when you've listened? Because obviously in the last 2.5, 3 years, you've been a pretty loyal listener. Anything else you've ever wondered about?
You know, it's kind of different. I guess growing up in the 70s, I had visions of hee-haw that you guys had the soundproof foaming stuff on the walls.
They used to. Some studios used to have that.
We now have, you know, a nice ceiling tile with a Rams helmet in it. Mm-hmm. And apparently...
But nothing else. Nothing about...
You know, Peon, do you actually touch these buttons in front of you? Because from where I'm sitting, I can't see your hands, so it seems like it's all happening... You know, independently,
way,
and your head's just bobbing up and down, which scares me.
There are other reasons for that seat being a seat where whoever sits there, you can't see what our hands are doing.
Okay.
Yeah. There are other reasons
for
that?
I like having cover.
Oh, is that what it is?
How long have you been married?
22 years.
Okay. And how many kids do you have?
I have two. I have a 13-year-old and a 7-year-old. We're about to hit the 6 weeks of heck, or that's the nice way of putting it. 6 weeks of hell, as I'm calling it, we have 4 birthdays in our household in 6 weeks, and if I survive to Christmas Day, I'm lucky.
So you have two kids. And they're both boys?
Yes.
And which one's your favorite?
Neither.
Oh, neither of them.
You don't like either one of your kids.
I love both my kids. They're always angling to see who's
These questions
best.
Are designed to make your family hate you when you're going to
get home. Oh, yeah. I'm already going to be in trouble when I get
Do home. You cook?
Yes.
Are you a good cook?
No.
Oh.
I am an adequate cook. I was brought up on, and my mother will love this, I was brought up on casseroles, so I make a good casserole every now and then. My kids love pizza squares with crescent rolls and silly
Ooh,
things like that. So.
Those sound good.
Now, after 22 years of marriage, you and your husband are still sexually active with each other?
Well, that was a good question. Mm. As far as I know, yes.
Okay.
As far as you know. Wow.
Well, we are going to let you go, and it's a pleasure meeting you. It was a pleasure talking
it
to you.
It was fun
Thank
meeting
you
guys.
Thank you for the email. You, for whatever it's worth, you were one of the first three when I got to the computer. Boom, 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 of the first three on there. Yours was one, so you jumped right on it. I appreciate that. And we... We'll either be in touch or we won't be in touch.
You know, that's fine either way. Like I told you on the phone, and I'm thrilled that you called me. And for those of you guys out there, Frank called me at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon as I was running errands and about to go visit a friend at a nursing home. And I'm like,
You know what she said when I said, can you come in today? She says, I'm not dressed for it.
No, I wasn't.
What do you think this is? I mean, there is no,
well,
there's no dress. Look at us.
I'm not dressed for it every day.
My mom would know I was in jeans and a t-shirt and running shoes. I just... You know, she would hear it on the radio.
Are both your parents still alive?
No, my mom is alive. My father passed away.
When?
About 10 years ago.
He couldn't have been very old.
He was 59.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Man.
50. What got him?
Massive 50? Heart attack in an elevator.
Oh.
No history of heart trouble?
He had what's called phlebitis, of clotting, blood right. clotting disease, that he was watching it and maintaining it. But no, he died of a massive heart attack.
My 59.
Yeah. It took my sister and I by surprise.
All right. Well, listen, it's a pleasure meeting you.
It was great meeting you
guys.
And
again, what I hate about this is that one person gets the gig, if anybody gets the gig, and it may or not be you, but I'm glad I met you anyway, and I hope you enjoyed coming in.
I liked coming in here. Actually, I was thrilled to come in here. It was nice talking to you guys.
We're gonna good luck to your husband.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't lose the back half of his foot.
Gone.
Yeah. So you could have said that he injured it slamming it against the footboard when you guys were, you know.
I could have.
But your kids might hear it. All right, we're going to take some phone calls, do some business. Thank you so much for coming in. Dan will show you how to get out of here. It's the whole secret code.
Clearance. Well, I don't want to get in trouble and, you know, break any laws.
Say goodbye to the listeners.
Goodbye, guys.
There you go. Peggy Woodward, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Dan, you're sure how to get out of here. I'll do a little business. We'll come back. We'll take some phone calls. We'll talk about how great it is that Jerry Sandusky is off. Out of here,
yes.
In jail for the rest of his life. He'll be 100 if he even gets out then, and he probably won't. I have an appointment tomorrow at Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Thank you, Peggy. Nice meeting you. I have an appointment with Schaefer Auto Body Centers tomorrow, and it's the weirdest appointment I've ever had to make because the molding on the right side of my car below the front window and the back window has hail dents in the rubber. Barely any in the car, in the metal, but the rubber molding looks like a kid took a BB machine gun to it. It must have 50, 60 little dents in it. It's driving me nuts, so I'm going to take it in. They've ordered the two pieces of rubber stripping. Should take a couple hours. And that is probably the simplest work I've ever had Schaefer do. I have been into Schaefer with cars that were totaled and couldn't be repaired. Everything from these little dents in rubber molding to complete wipeouts in cars that couldn't be put back together, everything in between there, we've seen Schaefer for, and we've never been disappointed. And you're not going to be disappointed either. You're going to be very pleasantly surprised because what you think you're going to get back, you hope you're going to get back, is body work that's perfectly done. But then what you really get back is a car that's cleaner than it was when you took it to them, in addition to being fixed properly. And then you will have experienced service that goes far above and beyond just body work. They will hold your hand through this entire process. If you aren't really sure about how to deal with the insurance company, they'll take care of it. You need a rental car, they'll take care of it. You need the car delivered to you, they'll take care of it. Your car can't be driven to Schaefer, they'll come get it. Down the line to the end. Great service. Schaefer, 7 locations, Schaefer, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
And Tim Weiland joins us with another look at traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Dan. We do have a mess on eastbound 270 now. Your backup goes from West Florissant all the way over the Chain of Rocks Bridge to the Canal Bridge. Also, eastbound 70 starts jamming up. Maybe it's people taking detours. I can't find an accident. Eastbound 70 starts slowing near Riverview, and that goes all the way to the Dome. And then southbound 270 slows south of the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64, that's starting to get a little bit heavy now west of Hampton to McCausland, 270 through Mason. Find a couple little slow pockets out towards the Boone Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Chevrolet. Hurry to your local Chevy dealer today and get a great deal on brand new 2012 Chevys. Right now, during Chevy Truck Month, you can take advantage of great pricing on the Silverado, Suburban, Tahoe, or Traverse. Be sure to hurry in while supplies last. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mizzou.
Homecoming.
And you.
Talk about the perfect game.
You and a friend could be there from the Big 550. To enter, all you have to do is become a fan of our Big 550 KTRS Facebook page.
And if you're already a Big 550 fan on our Facebook page,
you're automatically entered to win 2 tickets to see the Tigers take on the Kentucky Wildcats in Mizzou's 101st homecoming game on October 27th.
For more, go to KTRS.com.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are
our Mizzou.
Guys, why is it important to increase your testosterone levels? Because testosterone is what makes a man a man. It's no secret as we age, our testosterone levels decline. So if you're a man and are experiencing any of the following symptoms, you qualify for a risk-free trial of Bravado. But first, you have to answer yes to one of the following. Are you concerned about your sex drive? Do you worry about your strength and libido? What about stamina and endurance? Well, if you want to promote your libido, muscle mass, and increase your testosterone levels, we're going to give you a risk-free trial of Bravado. Just call this toll-free number and claim yours. 1-800-500-4151. We guarantee once you try Bravado, you won't believe the difference. That's why we'll let you try it risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of this breakthrough supplement and increase your testosterone levels naturally. Call 1-800-500-4151. That's 1-800-500-4151. 1-800-500-4151.
Whoa, there, Leadfoot. Where do you think you are, friend? You're not on a racetrack. You're in a work zone. I'm Beryl Bob, your work zone watchdog. I don't want anybody to get hurt out here, so keep your speed down and don't try crawling up anyone's tailpipe. After all, the folks in these work zones are improving your roads.
Be alert, wear your safety device, your seatbelt, and always slow down in a work zone. Find Beryl Bob on Facebook or learn more at MoDOT.org.
But not while you're driving.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and the midsize company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song. We compare rates to give you confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal, so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture, and you probably look really good in corduroy pants, which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
It's the new era as Mizzou joins the SEC. Tune in this Saturday for Mizzou football, presented by Lions Choice, Royal Gate Automotive, and Walter Knoll Florists on the Big 550 KTRS.
About how there are names that you don't... Well, here, Frank Sinatra. That's a name I've never encountered anybody else with the last name Sinatra. It's kind of like Frank Sinatra's family was the only people named Sinatra. Until today, in USA Today, this morning, there is an ad, and it's selling fish oil capsules. And the guy behind the product is Dr. Stephen Sinatra.
Whoa.
Says he's America's number one integrative cardiologist, whatever that means. And I'm sure self-proclaimed number one, but it just struck me funny that his name is Dr. Sinatra. And then I wonder if he's even related to Frank Sinatra. Well, give me another example of somebody who nobody else, you don't ever hear of anybody else with that name. We came up with another one or two last time. Sinatra is one. We'll think of it later. It's too hard to sit here.
Was it Kardashian was one? Or
Heston. Not?
Well, you know what? Kardashian Heston is a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Because maybe there are other Kardashians. Maybe there aren't. Jerry Sandusky started his sentence today, and maybe next hour we'll talk a little bit about how a person can either be in such complete and total denial and maybe in his own mind really believe. He referred to himself as a victim, victim of a conspiracy. What? 45 counts, and he either honestly believes that what he did was completely innocent, and that's possible. Maybe he thinks that there's nothing wrong with what he did.
Oh, how mentally messed up he is. Yeah, it could be.
He's out of his mind. He's nuts. So we'll kick that around.
And somebody just called in and said Presley would be another name.
No, there are lots of Presleys.
Really?
I actually grew up with two Presley
Jamie
families
Presley
that I knew.
As an actor.
And then there's the Presley family down in the Ozarks, the Presley Jubilee,
right.
or whatever that,
right.
you know, one of those goofy
that.
Shows is. One of the things that when Peggy came in that she asked me, that I thought was a very interesting question. She said, do you have Window World Windows? Because I think it's important for people to know who the people on the air are who talk about things and lie to you or sell you things they don't know anything about or tell you that a product worked when it really didn't work or give you the impression that they use something they don't use. And I answered her immediately and I said, I don't have Window World Windows. And I've never bought replacement windows in the 26 years we've been in our house because I didn't need them. And I said, but if I did, I absolutely would buy Window World windows for two reasons. One, they're good windows, and two, they support this show. Now, if they were lousy windows and it was a ripoff for people, they wouldn't be a part of the show anyway, so I wouldn't have any obligation to buy them. But I don't feel obligated to buy good products. Bought about five vehicles from Landoff, other car dealers I've represented. In every case, I bought multiple vehicles from them. Been to Ballast Dental Care for 39 years. I thought that was a very good question, and I was happy to answer her honestly that no, I don't have them because I don't need them yet. And when the time comes we do, yeah, I'll call Window World. They'll come out. They'll look at the windows, tell us which ones need to be replaced. The same thing they'll do for you. And I get emails from people regularly about all these advertisers. And every once in a while, it's not a good one. It's a bad experience. That happens from time to time. You know, when you have a lot of people working for you, they can't all be A+. But about 99% of what I get about Window World, down the line, exactly the same. Courteous, polite, cleaned up after themselves. Great job, Window World. You want the real deal, the original $189 window? Go to this website, windowworldst.louis.com.
Next time on McGraw in the Morning.
Cardinals take on Washington in Game 3 of the playoffs. We'll talk to Post-Dispatch beat writer Joe Strauss about the latest, plus Dr. Jeffrey Lowell and Cat Neville with a couple of restaurants, not to mention actor-comedian Kevin Pollak. Join us Wednesday morning.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Big 550 KTRS. The talk of St. Louis, the Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.